what those sounds are?
That was a whale singing in the sea, a male bird showing off to attract females, and an angry monkey prepared to fight.
Hi, I'm Joel.
And I'm Olivia.
We're students from Smith College, and we're here to talk to you about signals.
So, what are signals?
Signals are like the language of the animal kingdom.
They communicate information and intentions in incredibly diverse and bizarre ways, ranging from birdsong to dance to even vibration and electrical currents.
Their primary use is to find love and to avoid predators.
Normally, signals are honest and say what's actually going on. But some animals use fake signals.
What are fake signals?
These signals give false information. For example, a bird might sound a false alarm call, when there's no predator, to scare other birds away. And that time, it quickly jumps into the field to get more food for itself.
So, what stops animals from cheating like this all the time?
Well, it's sort of a boy who cried wolf scenario.
If a signaler is caught being dishonest, other animals around it won't trust its signals anymore.
In addition, in many cases, if animals know they will receive severe punishment after being found out,
like being injured or killed,
they won't risk it.
This reminds me of the particularly interesting signal system of the morning cuttlefish, an animal that is similar to an octopus that lives in the shallow bays of eastern Australia.
They are sometimes referred to as the chameleons of the sea because of their ability to quickly change their skin color. They use these color changes to communicate with one another.
During the breeding season, male and female morning cuttlefish have different color patterns.
Female cuttlefish have blotchy color patterns, while males usually put on brilliant displays of narrow, wavy, light-colored stripes across their upper body, with wide green bands along the base of their fins.
For one female, there are usually 4 or 5 males available, so males sometimes need to find ways to outsmart their rivals, like cheating.
In a 2019 paper published in the Royal Society Journal at Macquarie University in Sydney, Australia, researchers Culham Brown, Martin Garwood, and Jane Williamson investigated fake signaling in morning cuttlefish.
How did they first notice this?
Let's hear what one of the researchers, Professor Culham Brown, says.
The interesting thing about this paper is we didn't set out to write that paper. We were actually studying predator recognition and avoidance behavior. And because we were catching them in the wild and bringing them into captivity, we were housing them in really big fish tanks, you know, several meters in size across, you know, several meters by several meters. And they just started doing their normal behavior as they would, as if they were back in the wild. And that's when we noticed that they kept on doing these funny color changes while they were doing this mating behavior and things. So I guess the funny story is it was a complete accident.
Wow, that's a thrilling story.
After they discovered this, they went back to the sea to study this new phenomenon. They took underwater photographs at multiple locations in Sydney Harbour during the cuttlefish mating season, over 6 years.
Each diver would swim until he or she found a cuttlefish and would then take pictures of all individuals within around a foot of that cuttlefish. Brown and his colleagues then recorded the number of individuals in each group and their sex.
In addition to in-the-wild photos, the researchers also observed cuttlefish in specially designed aquarium tanks and recorded the number of fake signaling attempts and their success rates.
What did they find?
They found that male morning cuttlefish showed female color patterns on the side of the body that faces a rival male.
At the same time, they showed male color patterns on the other side of their body to send courtship signals to females.
When do they do this?
The researchers found that male cuttlefish did this only in specific situations, with only one female and one or no rival males.
That's reasonable. If there are multiple male rivals, they are more likely to be discovered and punished.
Oh, that doesn't sound ideal.
Also, the orientation of their bodies must be directly between the female and the rival male.
Wow, that sounds complicated. So, how common is it?
It was happening everywhere in the wild. So, I guess that was another interesting thing that, you know, obviously these animals have been doing it for a long time and nobody had ever noticed it before.
Within this specific social situation, these fake signals were pretty common, as a little less than half of all male cuttlefish use them.
So, do these fake signals work?
Yes, this tactic proved successful. Brown and his team observed that some males who gave out fake signals successfully mated with females.
Because males can switch color patterns on their skin very quickly, if, during cheating, they see that they're about to be found out, they can stop immediately and pretend nothing was going on.
Because they can escape punishment so easily, they're more likely to cheat.
So what does this mean for cuttlefish?
Well, I think this particular article was really interesting because it showed that the cuttlefish were at least much more cunning than people expected them to be. Mm-hmm. They were deliberately manipulating other individuals, which is mm-hmm. pretty rare. There are a couple of examples of that sort of deliberate manipulation in primates, but nobody's really ever seen it anywhere else.
This study showed that cuttlefish have sophisticated cognitive function that in some ways resemble us, people.
For example, imagine you're going on a date. You would probably want to look your best, so you might wear and do things to make you look better that you wouldn't normally do.
Some people go to extremes like renting limos and wearing nice suits, giving off the appearance of wealth even if they don't actually have much money.
Just like cuttlefish, we also give off fake signals to try and find love.
Thank you for listening. Sound clips from freesoundeffects.com and freeanimalsounds.org. Music from freemusicarchive.com. Interview clips from an interview conducted with Professor Keelan Brown.